It's early morning in Gonzales County, 75 miles east of San Antonio. It's foggy and a bit hard to see driving down a gravel road that runs between cattle ranches. Suddenly, seemingly out of nowhere, appears a brand new rail yard. Dozens of rail cars sit on rows of newly laid tracks. And rising next to them are several metallic pyramids, each as big as a multi-story building. But they're not full of grain or animal feed. They hold tons of sand. It arrives by rail to feed the drilling industry that's now finding more oil and gas here than previously imagined. The sand is used in what's behind the boom, the process called fracking. But now, the sand is cause for concern and the target of a rare federal hazard alert. Sand is made of silica, which is nasty stuff if you breathe it.
Well, many of the workers at the drill site can be exposed to the silica.
It's dusty.
Oh yeah, very dusty.
Robert Emery with the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston is an expert on rig worker health risks.
Short-term exposures at a high enough level can result in permanent damage.
Here's what happens. Each well that's fracked uses tons of sand that's shot down the hole at high pressure, fracturing the shale rock formations thousands of feet underground, freeing oil and gas to escape. Moving all that sand from trains to trucks to tanks at the well site can create clouds of silica dust. Concerned over the potential for lung damage, government investigators took air samples at drill sites in Texas and other states where fracking is surging. The results were startling. All the sites were exceeding government safety standards, in some cases so badly the researchers said that even if workers wore masks, they still wouldn't be safe. In June, the government issued the hazard alert. The industry says it's on it.
We're getting the word out any way that we can. This hazard alert has really helped us do that.
Rick Ingram is with oil giant BP and works with the government to develop rig safety programs.
So we're really working hard to help engineer out the hazard and protect those workers.
Ingram says the hazard developed from the sheer volume of fracking, but there will be debate over whether the industry should have realized the risk sooner, because extracting oil and gas has always been dangerous work. Oilfield worker Robert Collin paints oil storage tanks. Attached to the chest pocket of his coveralls is what looks like a bright yellow pager.
It's an H2 monitor.
Hydrogen sulfide?
Yes.
That's a gas that's a danger around drilling rigs and storage tanks.
It'll start beeping if the level gets too high, and then we have to evacuate the area. It feels like we're working at a refinery right now.
Like working in a refinery. Partly because of changes in drilling technology, workers are now exposed to chemical hazards in addition to the traditional threats like getting hit by heavy equipment.
We've had all those type of calls on the rigs.
Paramedic Alan Linebrink recounted how a couple months ago they had to call a helicopter to rush two badly injured workers to a hospital in San Antonio.
I believe they were cleaning a tank or some type and there was a ignition.
That accident is just one of many that have raised concerns that the surge in oil and gas production, while great for the economy, is putting more workers at risk in places like Gonzales County. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.